WYSL, Merry Christmas.
The WYSL stations present an hour of truth for the battered but proud people of the Empire State. From the financial and entertainment epicenter of New York City to the sleeping and empty small cities and towns of upstate, which once bustled with manufacturing, mining, and farming. We all know from inspiration, history, and nature, we deserve a return to the success and growth of generations past, a birthright being squandered by corruption in Albany, and the depredations of an insecure, scheming mountebank posing as governor, who loathes both us and himself. As liberty beckoned to enslaved peoples behind the Iron Curtain via American broadcast after World War II, we now say, believe, rise, and join us. Welcome to Radio Free New York.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Radio Free New York. I'm your host, Andrew Hollister, and we are joined here in studio with Mr. Bob Savage.
Ahoy, mateys. How you doing over there? You got a little technical thing?
Yeah.
Folks at home can't see this listening to the radio, but he's got his soldering iron out.
And
he's got the magnifier, you know, and the high-intensity lamp.
Yep. So what I'm trying to figure out here, the people on Facebook and YouTube right now, you might only be able to hear me until I can figure out what's going on with my laptop here. So I'm going to apologize about that because we're going to bring a guest in here in a second, and I want to make sure that you guys can hear him. So while I'm fighting with this, I'm just going to give you guys a little recap about what we talked about last show, and that was we talked about the yellow vests over in France right now and people who are protesting their government. It started off, and I want to be clear about this, that it started off as – oh, I think we might have our audio coming back. Let's look at that. Awesome.
Please deposit 25 cents for three more minutes.
Yep. So the what we're talking about here is the yellow vests in France, and this past weekend, 136,000 French citizens – got together to protest their government. And this protest started over an increased tax on diesel. And the reason I want to clarify that it started on that is because some people are like, well, they're protesting so much more. And it's like, yes, that's totally true. But it started with the diesel tax. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, that got people fired up, got people taking to the streets to protest their government. And yes, it's totally true. Now they're protesting the unemployment rate. They're protesting immigration. They're protesting a whole bunch of stuff, the right and the left coming together on this to tell their government they're just very unhappy with how things are. So hopefully if you're listening on Facebook, I see Jim and Nathan, you guys are in here. Let me know if you can hear Bob here in the studio as well.
Hello, hello.
So comment in the feed.
Jim and Nathan,
so
can you hear me?
And really, I just we're going to talk about home rule. We started the conversation in the last episode. We talked about what home rule is and what it could mean for New York. We're going to cover all of that again today. But first, what I want to do is bring in my friend, George Cribello, because he is actually heading up the effort to push for home rule here in New York. And he's working with a number of organizations. He's going to tell us about it. And he's really going to give us an update and then kind of charge the listeners here on like what they can do to help move this forward. So, George, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Andrew, how are you? How are you, Bob?
Good to see you, George. Well, actually, not see you, but hear from you.
Good to hear you, too. Yeah. So, the organization of this is actually coming together fairly quickly, and I'm very pleased. Got some incredible people, working with me to get this forward. So first and foremost, I really want to give a shout-out to everybody that's put their hands in this already. There's always a face for a movement, and then there's the hundreds and thousands of people behind that face. And I don't want to take sole credit for this, but these people have been diligent in getting this to where we're at right now. And I've always said, you know, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, you know, just an irate minority, and I think I found them.
So. I think so, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm pleased with it. So, you know, what I really want to talk to you guys about today is I have I thought that it was very, very important for us to set the tone of the Home Rule resolution so that going forward, we know what it is that we're striding for. You know, when there's something that is in front of us and it creates a reaction in us, often we can do one of two things. We can run away from it, or we can learn from that reaction, and then we can create a goal and move toward that goal. And I wanted to make sure that the resolution wasn't something that we were stating something that we were running away from, but more stating something that we really want. And I wanted to focus on the upstate culture, and all of us understand that every county, literally every county within every region, has its own, you know, its own lifestyle, which may vary and may differ from its adjoining county. So the Home Rule resolution takes into account the county cultures. You know, the most extreme examples that we can, you know, give to the listeners today is, you know, Brooklyn, New York, Queens, New York. They have their culture. They live according to how they see fit and within the guidelines that they're given. Upstate New York, Delaware County in particular, is a farming community. And our community and the things that we do and how we live in Delaware County truly reflects our county, it reflects our region, and it reflects the lifestyle of upstate New York. Now, Queens would not want Delaware County telling them how to live, and Delaware County, in the same way, doesn't want Queens to tell us how to live. We recognize through the Home Rule resolution that each county has its own particular lifestyle and its own particular culture. And being a free-thinking constitutionalist, as I am, I believe that, you know, the people in Queens, if that's how they want to live, well, then, you know, let them have it. That's theirs. That's how they choose to live. And the same thing for Delaware County and every county in New York. So the Home Rule resolution takes into account the culture of each county and permits that particular county to, you know, rule in favor and work and operate in favor of the culture of that county. So the culture of the county is the first and foremost thing that we're focusing on. And if we look at, you know, some subsets of what is particular to each county, but is, you know, pretty much across the spectrum, especially in upstate New York, you know, we find that, you know, the counties are struggling financially, and the financial struggle of the counties is due to a couple of things. One in particular is unfunded mandates. So upstate New York has legislation imposed on it by the thinking of New York City. Unfunded mandates require the county to raise the money through its own budgeting. And there is such a high percentage of the county budget that's used for unfunded mandates that it really forces the counties to drive the taxes up, and it forces the county residents to suffer under those higher taxes. So one of the things that, you know, we want to address in the resolution, which is we have the final draft of it, is to address the unfunded mandates and to give the counties, through Home Rule, give the counties the ability to decide if this is in fact favorable for the culture of the county and if it is in fact favorable for the county residents in terms of their taxes, and if there is money available for the legislation that has come down through these unfunded mandates, and does the county want to proceed forward with it? Now, if the county decides that this is something good for the county, well, that's a great thing. We'll let the county make that decision. Let the county decide to fund it. If the county says, well, this is not a part of our culture, why would we have to fund that? They can take the money that they've collected through their tax base and apply that to another part of their county's needs. So instead of focusing on all of the unfunded mandates, it gives the counties the ability to, you know, decide which mandates that are coming down are favorable to that county. Now, the
this sounds a lot like the Sharp-Hollister "Let counties be counties" discussion, which is a very good thing. It's one of the reasons that we're so excited to talk about it. So we're going to take a quick break here on Radio Free New York, and then we're going to continue the discussion about, you know, George told you what home rule is. We're going to talk next about the progress and how we hope to implement it. So we'll be back here in a few minutes.
George, don't go away. Keep the faith. You won't hear anything on your line, but the listeners will hear some very important announcements, and we'll be back in a moment on Radio Free New York.
We'll treat you like family at Mark's Pizzeria. We'll treat you like family at Mark's Pizzeria. Great pizza, fresh and good. Simply the best in your neighborhood. Come in, we'll get to know you. Call you by name.
Take it, Tony.
How's that, Pete?
Terrific, man. Hold on. Hello?
Honey, we need help. The house is freezing.
Oh, man, now I really got the blues.
What's the skinny, Pete?
Furnace won't fire and the house is freezing. What am I gonna do, brother?
Call Taylor. 500-HELP. Their heating experts will fix things up and have you singing in no time.
500-HELP? Now that's a hot number.
I think I'm really getting it, man.
Call Taylor. 500-HELP.
You're listening to Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm your host of the show, Radio Free New York. I've got Bob Savage here in studio with me. And we've also got George Curbelo on the line. We're talking about home rule. Before we jump into that, I want to remind everybody that we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So if you can't catch the whole episode, probably YouTube is the easiest place to find it because they're all chronicled like real nice in there. And we need some more subscriptions on YouTube. So go to YouTube, find the Andrew C. Hollister page, go ahead, hit the subscribe button, and then you'll get notified next time we go live right there in the YouTube app. And that way you have it whenever you are, wherever you are, any time of the day. In fact, next week, starting next week, I will be broadcasting from the Czech Republic. So you'll still hear me on the radio waves on WYSL, but I will also be broadcasting on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter from there as well. And who knows, maybe I'll find some nice a nice Czech outfit to wear for entertainment on the live stream. So if you guys catch me on the video stream, you might get a treat or two.
You mean like the Festron brothers?
Yeah, we'll figure it
from
out.
From Bratislava?
We'll see. See what they got down there.
Some wild and crazy guys?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll also be talking a little bit about Czech Republic while I'm there. Give you guys a little bit of taste of Central Europe there. But we'll
probably
still
more civil liberties than we have.
Oh, they do actually. That's the, you know what? Maybe I'll talk about that. I'll talk about my experience with the opportunity for firearm ownership in Czech Republic versus New York State, and I bet you people would be pretty surprised. So we've got George Curbelo on the phone. He was telling us about what home rule would mean, could mean, and how it could look in New York State. George, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I know that this is coming together very quickly. What's been done already? What's being done? And maybe what do you see as a future step? And maybe how can the listeners get involved too if they want help?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there was two other key points that I just wanted to bring up for home rule as a possibility for each county, and that is with new businesses and existing businesses and expansion of those existing businesses, the county can, you know, deregulate some of the regulations that make startup businesses, you know, very difficult. And as we know, upstate New York, the predominance of business in upstate New York is, in fact, small business. So to create the culture for small business to come in, to create the culture for expansion without punishment, is a huge thing to be able to make, you know, upstate New York thrive again. And with those two things, you know, the tax base can be affected by people no longer, well, a reduced number of people, and hopefully reversing the direction of people migrating from New York, which is a big burden on the tax base of upstate New York. So those are the two other key points that I want to point out for, you know, possible home rule scenarios for each county. And I say possible because, as we know, each county is going to, you know, be able to say what's best for itself. Now, where we stand at this point is that the resolution is in final draft. So all I have to do is talk with some of the other staff members that I've been working with, you know, get final approval on it, and then we're actually going to release it, hoping to release it by this evening. And, you know, the plan forward from there is we're going to release it to the general public, and we want the general public to begin the process of not only education, but also reaching out to their local town supervisors to speak with their town supervisors about home rule and the possibility of a resolution for home rule, to send them via email. We'll provide the link to get to the contact information to their town supervisors, and you know, send that to them, and then to begin to you know, attend the town meetings as well as the county meetings, and to, you know, get up and speak if that's something you're comfortable with, to get up and speak about home rule in relationship to developing a better culture for that particular town and that particular county. Now, that's what everybody can do as an individual. If you're interested in helping out with, you know, the organizational part of it, which, you know, we have several people involved with already, you can contact us directly through the LibertyDen.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is also the Liberty Den. And on both of those sites, you can message us. Let us know what county you're from. Let us know what, you know, what you'd like to do. And, you know, we'll be in touch with you. And then we will actually add you to the group, the grassroots movement that we're building around home rule. And, you know, those people will be pushing harder at the county level to begin to get the counties to, you know, bring to the floor the home rule resolution, and ideally to pass the home rule resolution. Here's our goal, okay? This is our goal, and I'm not going to I don't want to go anywhere beyond this because we need to stay fluid in the situation. But our goal by June 2019 is to have, and I would love to have this by the end of June, is to have a minimum of 20 counties that are willing to sign on for home rule on in the month of June. Now, the reason why I say in the month of June is because I can say for a fact that there are municipalities and also counties out there that have already begun the discussion, and they would love to do it, but are a little hesitant in doing it first and potentially being the only county that's out there or the only municipality that's out there that's willing to do it, and then, you know, flapping out in the wind all by themselves and becoming a major target. But if we have 20-plus counties by June willing to sign all at once in June, we have nobody in the forefront, and we have a whole bunch of people standing on the line at the same time, a whole bunch of counties. And that is my goal. That's my objective. And I'm willing to wager, based on our experience, you know this, Andrew, based on our experience with the resolutions against the SAFE Act, that 6 months in 20 counties is very, very doable.
Yeah. No, it totally is. It totally is. Right. We right. absolutely saw that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the goal. That's the objective. And again, you know, the emphasis here is us not running away from something. We're envisioning, you know, an upstate New York that we want to live in. We want to create the culture that we want to live in upstate New York. And, you know, through this home rule resolution, it gives the county the ability to do that. And, we're not, as much as many of us would love to divide from New York City, that process is really a very, very, very long process, you know, to wait for the next constitutional convention to come back around. And, you know, so this is something that can be done long term. A year and a half to 2 years, we can have a good portion of New York State counties with home rule resolutions signed and, you know, submitted to, you know, the whole movement, and sending a message to Albany saying, hey, listen, you know, let upstate New York live how upstate New York sees fit for itself. You know, I think
it's important, too, to point out to the listeners that New York City basically already has this. They have their own state income tax rates. They're different than the rest of the state. They have their own sales tax rates. They have special sales tax rates for clothing. They have their own firearm rules. They have their own a whole bunch of things. New York City has done this, and they've bent the culture to exactly what they want. But what's happened today is they're also having the entire state bend to their culture. And home rule would allow us to say, no. We want our own culture in our counties, and we want the ability to have what New York City has, which is, you know, our own home rule. We call it home rule. I bet you they call it something different down there.
Politburo.
Yeah.
Hey, George, Bob Savage here. Just a quick question. So what is the incentive for Albany? You know, just playing devil's advocate here. Let's assume we get the 20 counties and everything looks really great come next June. What's the incentive for Albany to let us have this?
Right. It's a really good question. And you know, I know, Andrew knows, and all the listeners who are semi-aware of the process needed to get this done, understand it's a difficult process. The incentive for Albany to get this done is the fact that upstate New York, which, you know, Andrew has referred to just, you know, wilderness, upstate New York and the residents of upstate New York are unhappy. And when we have a large enough voice, actually sending a message to Albany, our hope is that we're going to get a response from it. Think about the opening conversation that Andrew had about the yellow vests. The reason why the yellow vests got their first condition was because they had a loud enough voice. Now, if we can get a loud enough voice going forward, the steps to come, which I don't really think it's necessary for us to discuss what those steps are, what the probabilities are. It's not necessary for us to put all our cards on the table right now. But the steps to come will determine, you know, the response we get from Albany. It will be determined by their willingness to work, their willingness to talk, and their willingness to recognize upstate New York. So there are some additional steps that we can take. But this first step is the most important step, which is to say, hey, Albany, listen, you know, we recognize the fact that you're in office because downstate voted you in. But understand that upstate New York has its own culture. We don't want to harm your cultural presence down in New York City. As a matter of fact, we want you to keep it. But we want to have that same ability, as Andrew just said, to encourage and cultivate our own culture in upstate New York. So while I would love to give you more of the steps, I prefer not to put all the cards on the table right now. Does that help?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're going to take another quick break here, and then when we step into the next segment, I've got people commenting and asking how they can get involved. So we'll address that right here in a moment when we come back on Radio Free New York.
You're listening to the Voice of Liberty. AM 1040 Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 Rochester, FM 95.5 Spencerport, and WYSL1040.com everywhere.
Tour the days before Christmas. You can tell by the sound. The face is so nuts, just fast food can be found. Shopping, the school play, decorations, and snow. For quality family food, where can you go? When what to your wondering eyes should appear but a juicy Wahlburger, a frosty root beer, handmade ice cream, crispy fries, even Waldo. Too busy to sit there? Then get it to go. And since Tom Wall's quality and value are things you can see, now you can get home to put up that tree. Tom Wall's wishes your family a season of cheer, a wonderful holiday, and a tasty new year. But just as you're settling tonight in your bed, hark. What's that sound that you hear overhead?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all! And make no mistake, it's not a hamburger. It's Tom Wall's ground steak. Ho,
ho, ho! A holiday greeting from Tom Wall's family to yours. 9 locations in the metro.
You're listening to Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations.
All right, everybody. We are back here on Radio Free New York. We're talking about home rule. Home rule in New York State. What does that mean? And we've covered all that at this point. We talked about the fact that New York City has basically had home rule, so upstate is being left behind again. And there's a movement now that I'm personally supporting. Larry Sharp, who ran for governor in the last gubernatorial election, he's supporting. And a number of other groups and organizations all across the state. George Curbelo has been heading up this effort. He's been working with a bunch of people to put together a resolution that's in draft right now that people will be able to take to your elected officials and say, I want you to pass this resolution. And we've got some comments here in the feed, people asking, where do we sign up? How do we move forward on this? Where can we go for the information? So I'll just start you off with that, George. Where can the people on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube go, and the listeners as well on the radio waves, to see the draft once it's ready? And is there a place that they can sign up for notifications?
Yeah, great question. The Facebook page for the Liberty Den actually has a group now, and that group is called the Liberty Den, or the LD New York Activist Group. You'll see it. It's linked right to their Facebook page. You can go to that group and ask to join. Please answer the questions. It'll help me understand why you're there, where you're from in New York, and what is it, you know, that you're looking to do. And then within that group, which is just forming the online group on Facebook, we're adding you to a county group as that group begins to flesh out. So, again, that's the Liberty Den on Facebook. There's a linked group called the LD New York Activist Group. So you can click on that, answer the questions, and I will get to those fairly quickly and get you into the group. In that group, there is the draft for the resolution, which we're asking people not to to disperse to the general public just yet. The second place you can go to is thelibertygen.com. When you go to the website, you'll see a pop-up. It'll ask you to join our email list. If you want direct notifications from the website, which is probably the best thing to do, submit your name, your email, and what will happen is whenever we send out a blog, which there'll be many to come for Home Rule, the Home Rule Resolution, you'll receive a notification. You'll get an email with a link to the website, and that'll keep you current. That's probably the most current and accurate way, or the most accurate way to stay current of all of our platforms. We are on Twitter, again, also under thelibertyden.com. And all of our blogs, all of our information from thelibertyden.com are on our Twitter page or our Twitter account as well. So, again, all of the accounts are the Liberty Den. Our website is thelibertyden.com. And the way to stay, you know, on top of it without having to search for any information is to go to thelibertyden.com and join our email list. And we're looking for as many people as possible. You know, we have no problem with, you know, a handful of people from a particular county. If they want to just take the information and run with it, you know, that would be awesome. I've got no problem with that at all. And, you know, it would be great if they wanted to run with it and then update us, so this way we know where the county is, because we will start tallying which counties are, in fact, on board with the resolution and which counties have refused to look at it, which counties are still on the fence trying to figure it out. And we will update, you know, that state map as we go along. Again, our objective is to get those 20 counties by the end of June.
Yeah, and I want to stress to people how important it is to stand up in your county on this. If this is something you believe in, if this is something you think is important, which I do, which is why we're talking about it. I know George does and many others. You know, something Larry and I and George, we actually got together for an event over the last weekend. And one of the things that was said that I think is so important is if you stand in your county and you stand alone on this issue, those who are like-minded will find you. And you won't be alone for very long. And we found that with the SAFE Act. We find that time and time again, that when you stand up for the right thing, you may feel like you're alone, but you're not. People will absolutely stand up with you, especially when they see somebody else is doing it. It's something George mentioned earlier. Why are we trying to do this by June? Well, because somebody's got to do it first. And people will, you know, they don't want to be the first, unless you're talking about, corporate America. You always want to be first to market in corporate America. But for things, revolutionary things, whether it's politics or just certain new things, people are nervous to be first. But once you become first, everybody will follow your lead. You will not be alone. It just takes that one person standing up. And I would venture to bet, certainly with the listeners on this radio station and the people who are live streaming, you're already not alone. I mean, just based on the experiences that Larry and I had in the last election, there were 100,000 New Yorkers that stood up and said, no, we want something different. So you will not be alone. There will be others there. But it's important for you to connect with George on the Liberty Den. I've posted the link in the Facebook comments there so you guys can find the link nice and easy to get together now so you can make this happen. Don't let the holidays stop you from being active, especially because the holidays right now, this is when our elected officials, whether it's state, local, or even national, they're in session. They're writing laws. They're getting stuff together. Their stuff, they're going to start passing and get ready to pass in January. So if we're not paying attention right now, if we're not working now, guess what? They are. And we need to be ready for that. We need to be together if we want to make this type of change.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, the other piece I want to put into that is that, you know, both you and I have been activists here in New York for many years, and we've seen, you know, an absolute fervor rise and fall. And often the fall is because, you know, people think that, you know, they're involved in this battle, and they go out for one battle, and then they become deflated. You know, they're disappointed because they didn't win that particular battle. Well, the fight for liberty is a continual fight. You know, it never ends, irregardless of who's in office. It's a continual fight. And we're always going to encounter, you know, a loss of a battle here and there, and we always have to keep our sights set on liberty and freedom as we see fit. And in this case, we're talking about our county and upstate New York. So, you know, I want to set that tone again, you know, for those of you that are really interested in helping out. I want you to know that we're in this for the long haul, that we're going to be, we're going to keep pushing. You know, we're going to encounter bumps along the way, but we're going to keep pushing. We adapt, we learn, we improvise, and we keep pushing forward. And we will get this. I know that we will. It's just a question of how far into the future, you know, we'll get it. And then once we get it, the question at that point is, what more has to be done after we get it? Once we get that home rule, how much more work is there to be done? So if you look at, you know, the fight for liberty and supporting liberty as a lifelong event, as our duty as citizens of our country and, you know, defenders and protectors of liberty and our constitutional rights, it's a lifelong thing. It becomes a part of our lifestyle. And, you know, I want to make sure that that tone is set right now, because it's going to be, it's not going to be easy, but that doesn't make me want to back off. It actually challenges me and gives me a little more fervor to move forward.
Well, and I think there's two quotes we can reference in there. One of them is, nothing worth doing is easy. So, you know, that definitely, hopefully nobody gets scared away from that, because, yeah, I mean, if it was easy, it would have already been done, and yeah, it wouldn't be worth fighting for.
Everybody would be doing it.
Yeah. And then the other quote, and you guys might have to help me on this one, is, you know, was it freedom is only one generation away, or tyranny is only one generation away?
Tyranny is one generation away from... freedom is only one generation away from extinction.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. So that, yep, that is one of the reasons that we need to push and fight so hard for this. And like George said, it's not like, we got our freedom, we're done now. You know, it's never been like that, ever, in the history of anything. There are always those people who are trying to take away our freedom, trying to take away our liberty. I coined the term. I did a lot of Googling the other week. Nobody else is using the term the anti-liberty movement. So I guess that's something that came about on this show, which is, you know, there is the anti-liberty movement.
Well, the anti-liberty movement has squashed the use of the term the anti-liberty movement.
Yeah, they don't want you to know that that's what they are. And the anti-liberty movement is not just made up of people on the left and progressives like conservatives look, and same thing. It's not just conservatives. It's everybody. People on the right. People on the left. They have principles and ideology, yet they still believe that it's okay to restrict individual liberties. So I group them into one bucket called the anti-liberty movement, because I see the polarization of the left and the right is just something that the government wants, so that people keep working against each other instead of coming together on a common goal like this, like home rule. This is not a right or a left thing. This is just a New Yorker thing. Right. And I can't wait to see everybody come together and say, yeah, this is good for me. This is good for my county, my town, my city, my village. It's not left or right. It's just liberty. And that's really what we need here in New York.
Yeah. Well, I'm a man of conservative values. And, you know, I've spoken to, because of all the work that I do, I speak to, you know, people on the right, people on the left, people in the middle, obviously a lot of libertarians, and, you know, anarchists, communists, I've spoken to a lot of people, you know, across the political spectrum. And what I am finding is that the concept of home rule, even among some of the socialists who don't necessarily quite understand socialism, even among some of the socialists that have been given the watered-down version of socialism, agree with, you know, the concept of home rule and the ability to self-rule and the ability to live life as they see fit. Obviously, you know, the true socialists and the true communists have a little more of an issue with home rule, but, you know, that's their thing, and they have the right to, you know, believe those things. You know, imposing those on other people is something that the home rule, you know, addresses. So, you know, it does cross the political spectrum, and I say to everybody that, you know, this, as you said, this is not a left or right thing. This is about a liberty, or as you coined it, you know, anti-liberty issue here, which is why I'm so fervent about this. Because as you know, I'm all about supporting constitutional rights and freedom over party, over politician, over platform. Though if a platform does support liberty, I will support that platform until there's questions in the platform that move me away from the support of that particular platform.
And that's exactly what this radio show is all about, Radio Free New York, where we talk about all of your rights all the time. We're going to take another quick break here, and then we'll be back in a moment.
From Avon Feed and Supply, introducing Dry Shod waterproof footwear. Dry, comfortable feet, even on those warmer days. Avon Feed has a big selection of Dry Shod for men and women, offering fully flexible athletic shoe sizing for great fit and maneuverability. Its exclusive insulation breathes and keeps you warm without bulk, and you'll stay dry top to bottom with state-of-the-art waterproofing. While you're at Avon Feed, find everything for your pet, from feeding bowls to toys, leads, collars, beds, crates, and tie-outs. Avon Feed and Supply has with a big pet chain stores will never have. Tim Cole and his great knowledgeable staff. And if you think you'll save money at that pet superstore, well, think again. While you're at Avon Feed, don't forget the two-legged pets with River Rat Thousand Island cheese and great flavors, including hard-to-find mean and nasty, plus once again nut butters, Nunday mustards, and Rickles pickles. Open weekdays 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4. Avon Feed and Supply. West Main Street at the bottom of the hill, just west of the Circle.
You're listening to Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations.
All right, guys, so we are back here on Radio Free New York. We're in the last bit of our show. We've been talking about home rule here in New York State, and why it's so important, how to get involved, goals for the next 6 months to get that happening. But before we talk a little bit more about that, I want to remind you guys about something, and I'm going to keep doing this all the way through till January. Remember the date, January 17th. January 17th at 10 o'clock in the morning at the courthouse at 50 East Avenue in Rochester, New York. There will be an appeal hearing for the first person arrested under the New York State SAFE Act. For those of you who might be tuning in for your first time who aren't familiar with the SAFE Act, the SAFE Act has hurt many, many people in New York. The branding of this law was excellent marketing. They made the name SAFE, and they made people feel warm and fuzzy and like, oh, this is going to protect people, when in reality, it's destroyed lives. Ben Wassel, who is going on this appeal, is actually a United States veteran. He served multiple tours overseas in our armed forces. He is 90% disabled in combat. And this is the guy who was the first victim of the SAFE Act. It's just really frustrating for me. It is extremely frustrating for me. And part of that is we often talk about how the SAFE Act hurts our veterans. And usually when I talk about that, I talk about the veterans who have PTSD, who need help, who might be at risk of suicide. We're currently losing 22 veterans a day to suicide. 22 veterans a day. these people who have served our country need our help. And the SAFE Act created an environment where they are afraid to seek medical attention because they're worried that they're going to end up losing their rights or that they're going to end up being arrested or hauled off to jail or have charges pressed against them under a law like the SAFE Act. So the SAFE Act has really done just a terrible disservice to the families of people in New York, but especially to our veterans. So if you think this is wrong, if you want to see how our court system works, if you're willing to stand up with others, come to this court case, sit in there, hear the appeal, and stand with this veteran and say, enough is enough. This guy literally got 90% disability for serving our country. And he is now being prosecuted under a law that infringes on his rights. So the date again, January 17th. 10 o'clock in the morning, 50 East Avenue, Rochester, New York, 14604. I did speak to his attorney, Jim Ostrowski. Jim and I go way back. He's an awesome guy. He said, dress nice, be on your best behavior. We will be in court. So
yeah, be credible.
Yep, be credible. And I will be there personally. I think George might be there. I think Larry also said he might be there. So, you know, a lot of us are taking this very seriously, and I hope that you join us there. Like I said, one person stands. It doesn't take long before a bunch of other people show up. I hope that you guys are one of the people that come to show up for that. So, that's my spiel on that. Like I said, you're going to hear this every episode till I'm blue in the face, because this is important to me. George, what are the final bits? We've got, I don't know, 6-7 minutes here. What did we not touch on that you want people to know? Or if we covered all of it, that's fine too. But I want to make sure that you got everything out that you needed to.
I pretty much got everything out. I do want to like summarize that, you know, the importance of permitting people to live as they see fit, you know, with, obviously within, you know, the guidelines of moral law. But, you know, the ability for people to have a say in their particular county and be able to live culturally adherent to their beliefs is, you know, very, very, very important for me. I would not want to impose my will on New York City. And I think that, you know, I trust that the residents of New York City, if they in fact knew how we lived in upstate New York, I'm willing to wager that there is such a great sense of social justice down in New York City that they would feel that they were a part of an injustice by imposing their will on our lifestyle up here. So, you know, that message is by far the most important message I think that we can get out there. And the fact that we do have now a process in place that can give, you know, every county resident and every county a measurable amount of hope to look forward to. And obviously, the work is going to be hard. It's going to take due diligence and, you know, tenacity to get to that goal. But I do believe we can get it so long as we do it methodically and thoroughly, that we can get that goal. We can get this. And, you know, and to get involved, it's fairly simple. You know, you can go to our Facebook page, look for the LD New York Activist Group, click on it, answer those questions. I'll get back to you fairly quickly when you submit your request to join the group. And ideally, also in conjunction with that, go to thelibertyden.com, and when the pop-up comes up, you know, submit your name and email address, and that'll keep you, you know, that's as quickly of a notification as you'll get with any of the updates as possible. So, you know, that's pretty much it. I'm excited going forward here. I know it's going to be a fight, but when have I backed off from a fight that you've known of, Andrew?
Yeah, I think, you know, the only time that I could think of that you've even ever suggested to back off from a fight. And for those of you that don't know, George is a martial artist. He teaches martial arts. And the only time George, I think, has ever told me that's a good idea to back away from a fight is a knife fight. Because nobody ever does good in a knife fight. I think that's the only time ever.
Or a gunfight.
You know, that you've ever suggested. And that is a totally different circumstance. So, yeah, no, you never stand down. You're always up there in the front, working hard, leading by example. And that's behavior I try to model myself after. And I know others do as well. Because that's the only way. That is the only way that we're going to see success here. I do see some comments coming in. We've got a couple more people here on the live stream. One person said that, yeah, we've got a lot of traction going. New York State is totally worth it. Freedom is worth every effort. And home rule would immediately alter it all. I mean, this would be amazing for our state. I've got another person that says we should create a Facebook event to help spread the word. Now, I'm not sure if he's talking about the Safe Act court case or if he's talking about home rule. Both are a great idea. The Safe Act court case, it should be on my Facebook page as an event. If it's not, we'll make sure it's there. It was shared by another group, so they might not have figured out how to get on my page. But there should be a link there. And maybe George and I can put together an event once the final draft has been created for people to maybe submit that to their county ledge and their town supervisors all on the same date. Maybe that's a good kickoff. That's a good idea. We'll talk about it offline, see if that makes sense.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great plan.
No. And I do see, for those who are streaming on Facebook, it looks like there's some links in the comments on how to get involved. I posted some. Looks like Nathan posted some. All of that information is there. Very excited to be working on this. George, I want to thank you so much for calling into the show, giving us the update. We'll try this again in January or something and make sure that we're keeping people on their toes, pushing them and telling them like, hey, come on out and make sure you do this.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to come back. I definitely appreciate the opportunity to come on and speak about home rule and our process forward here. It really is, you know, the continued hope for upstate New York. There's always hope. There's always hope. We can't give up on hope.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, hope is what I ran the entire election on last time. You know, just that was my fuel, and that was the fuel for our constituents. And I tell you what, every single day, not a single day goes by where I don't run into somebody who heard about the campaign, was motivated about the campaign, who was excited about the campaign. But what is amazing to me is I thought that a lot of these people would be disappointed. And instead, they are more fired up than ever. More fired up than ever. And not only that, I meet people every day who didn't vote for Larry and I. And they're fired up too because they saw what we said was going to happen. And they're like, oh man, like not so much like they wish they could go back and change it, whatever. That's not a big deal. I'm not big on like, oh, if I could go back, what I could change. But the fact that now they're like, man, I just want to do something. I see what you guys said. I wish I had voted for you guys. I didn't. I understand now. How do we move forward? Something that Larry and I have been telling people constantly is people often when people thank us for what we did and we say, listen, if you want to pay us back for what we did, it's just one simple thing that we're asking people to do. Show up. Show up for whatever it is that you believe in. Show up and fight for it. We've planted the seeds of liberty. We've built the momentum. Now what we need is for you guys to show up. Show up and help with home rule. Show up and help whatever your next election is. It doesn't have to be something Larry and I are directly involved with, but choose something. Choose a piece of activism. Choose something that's important to you that advances liberty and show up. And if you do that, we're good. We're even. That's all we're asking. So take the efforts that we put forward, pay it forward, find a cause, find something important to you, find a way to advance liberty, and show up, do that, and we're good. And we will continue to build this momentum in New York State. We'll continue to fight for liberty. And I tell you what, we will have a new New York. So thank you guys so much for joining us here on Radio Free New York. George, thanks for dialing in. And Bob, as always, thanks for being here.
See you next time here on Radio Free New York.